ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Chapter 29?
Mm-hmm. Which verse?
24. We're going to read from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto. And then chapter 29, which is entitled Devotional Service.
今天呢，我们将阅读第三篇第29章，题目是主卡皮拉对奉爱服务的解释。
I'll read the sentence first.
我读这个梵文诗节。
Aham Ucha Vachai Dravyai Kriya Yot Panayan Nade Naiva Tushye Chito Chayam Bhuta Brahmavamanina. Translation. My dear mother, even if he worships with proper rituals and paraphernalia, a person who is ignorant of my presence in all living entities never pleases me by the worship of my deities in the temple.
译文，亲爱的母亲，不知道我处在众生心中的人，即使以恰当的仪式和正确的程序在庙里崇拜我的神像，也永远取悦不了我。
Can we get rid of the echo?
那个能不能没有那个 echo?我不是唱歌、Try.
All right, you sure? Okay, thank you. Commentary, purport by Srila Prabhupada.
由圣恩 A.C. 巴提韦丹的斯瓦米帕帕的评注。
There are 64 different prescriptions for worship of the deity in the temple.
在庙里崇拜至尊主的神像有64项规定。
There are many items offered to the deity, some valuable and some less valuable.
该供奉给神像的东西很多，有的很贵重。有的则不那么贵重。
It is prescribed in Bhagavad Gita, if a devotee offers me a small flower, a leaf, some water, or a fruit, I will accept it.
至尊主在国家梵歌中说，奉献者怀着爱心，供奉给我一朵花、一片叶子、一些水或一个水果，我都会接受。
The real purpose is to exhibit one's loving devotion to the Lord. The offerings themselves are secondary.
真正重要的是向至尊主表达奉爱的情感，贡品本身排在其次。
If one has not developed loving devotion to the Lord and simply offers many kinds of foodstuffs, fruits and flowers without real devotion, the offering will not be accepted by the Lord.
如果一个人没有发展出对至尊主的奉爱之情，而只是在没有真正的奉爱情感的情况下供奉许多种食物 水果和鲜花，那么至尊主是不会接受那供奉的。
We cannot bribe the personality of Godhead.
我们贿赂不了人格守神。
He is so great that our bribery has no value.
他是那么伟大，我们的贿赂在他眼里根本没有价值。
Nor has he any scarcity, since he is full in himself. What can we offer him?
他自给自足，什么都不缺，我们能给他什么呢？
Everything is produced by him.
一切都是由他生产供应的。
We simply offer to show our love and gratitude to the Lord.
我们只是通过供奉向他表示我们对他的爱和感恩的事情。
This gratitude and love for God is exhibited by a pure devotee who knows that the Lord lives in every living entity.
纯粹的奉献者知道至尊主住在每一个生物体心中，向他表达对他的爱和感激。
As such, temple worship necessarily includes distribution of prasad.
因此，在庙里崇拜神像也必须包括分发 prasad。
It is not that one should create a temple in his private apartment or private room, offer something to the Lord, and then eat.
在自己的私人公寓或房间内设一个神坛，向至尊主供奉一些食品，然后自己吃给至尊主供奉过的食物，这样做并不足够。
Of course, that is better than simply cooking foodstuffs and eating without understanding one's relationship with the Supreme Lord.
当然，那比只是烹煮食物，在不了解自己与至尊主的关系的情况下独自享用要强。
People who act in this manner are just like animals.
这样的人像动物一样。
But the devotee who wants to elevate himself to the higher level of understanding must know that the Lord is present in every living entity, and as stated in the previous verse, one should be compassionate to other living entities.
然而，想要把自己的理解提升到更高层面上的奉献者，必须知道至尊主处在每一个生物体的心中。正如前一节之所说，人必须同情其他的生物体。
Devotees should worship the Supreme Lord, be friendly to persons who are on the same level, and be compassionate to the ignorant.
奉献者应该崇拜至尊主，应该友好对待水平与自己相同的人，应该同情无知之人。
One should exhibit his compassion for ignorant living entities by distributing prasad.
我们应该通过分发 prasad 向愚昧的生物体表示同情。
Distribution of prasad to the ignorant masses of people is essential for persons who make offerings to the personality of Godhead.
对崇拜至尊人格守神的奉献者来说，给无知大众分发普沙的是必不可少一项活动。
Real love and devotion is accepted by the Lord.
至尊主接受的是真正的爱和奉爱之情。
Many valuable foodstuffs may be presented to a person, but if the person is not hungry, all such offerings are useless for him.
我们可以把许多种美味佳肴放在一个人的面前，但如果那人根本不饿，他就不会想吃这些食物。
Similarly, we may offer many valuable items to the deity, but if we have no real sense of devotion and no real sense of the Lord's presence everywhere, then we are lacking in devotional service.
同样道理，我们也许向神像供奉许许多多美味佳肴，但如果我们没有真正的奉爱之情，没有真正意识到至尊主无所不在，那我们做的就不是完美的奉爱服务。
In such a state of ignorance, we cannot offer anything acceptable to the Lord.
在这种愚昧的状态下，我们不可能给至尊主供奉任何能让他接受的东西。
Om Agyana Timaram Dasya Ganandana Sarapaya Chakshu Unmanitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guru Namaha Tukam Karati Vachala Pandam Mangayate Gari Yat Pripa Tamaham Vande Shri Guru Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paspachari Sitarani Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasi Gauravati Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is an important verse.
这一节诗是很重要的一节诗。
Because it helps us to understand how to benefit ourselves and others.
那它呢，主要是帮助我们明白我们怎么样的就是对他人。
By the process of devotional service.
我们怎么样通过奉爱服务的这个程序来利益大众。
The very basic fundamental principle of devotional service.
那个奉爱服务的最基本的原则是。
Is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
圣典摩迦瓦坛里头呢解释了奉爱服务的最基本的原则。
That Bhajaniya Matra Sukha Sakha. Bhajaniya Matra Sukha Sakha. I forgot the verse. What is that? Paramakuru. That's right. Sukha Sukha Sakha. That to the degree that we please Krishna, to that degree we become satisfied.
圣典摩迦瓦坛里就解释说，我们为奉献为至尊主做奉爱服务做到什么样的程度，我们就会感受到自己的那个满足有多大的程度。
This is a very fundamental foundation of Krishna consciousness philosophy.
这是 Krishna 意识哲学的最基本的原则。
If we don't understand this principle, then it's very difficult to understand devotional service.
如果我们不能够了解这项原则的话，我们很难了解什么是奉爱服务。
It will always remain a complete mystery.
啊，那我们呢就会一直不断的就处在那种痛苦的状态当中。
It'll be like trying to taste honey by looking outside the bowl.
这就像好像要通过舔那个蜂蜜的瓶子的外面来品尝蜂蜜的滋味一样。
If you want to taste honey inside the bottle, you have to go inside the bottle.
如果我们真的想要品尝罐子里面装的那个蜂蜜的话，我们必须要打开瓶子去尝里面的东西。
Taste is not outside; it's inside.
而不是去品尝、去舔外面的那个瓶子的壁。
Or somebody may say, "Well, if we spill some honey outside, then we can get it on the outside."
好，那有的人可能会说，如果我就是能够舔到外面的一些的话，我就能够知道那个滋味。
Actually, that spilling of honey on the outside is what devotees do.
啊，那实际上哦，对，有些人就会说了，那如果万一那个外瓶子的外面溅到了一些。这个蜂蜜的话，我不就是舔一舔就能舔到了吗？这个实际上其实是奉献者做的。奉献者经常把那个蜂蜜，把它撒在瓶子的外。
Devotees take that which is very difficult to make get access to, and they bring it out so that others can get access.
啊，也就是奉献者克服了重重的困难，能够把瓶子里面的蜂蜜给它稍微的撒到外面一些，这样的话让人们能够品尝到一些。
Otherwise.As we said, devotional service is a mystery.
啊，要不然的话，就像我们说的，奉爱服务对我们来说实际上是一种秘密奥秘来。
Because from the external point of view, it looks like a devotee does the same thing that everybody else does.
啊，因为从外在表面上来看，奉献者所做的一切跟其他外面的人做的没有什么两样。
A devotee works, non-devotee works.
啊。奉献者在工作，非奉献者也在工作。
Devotee eats and non-devotee eats.
奉献者在吃，非奉献者也在吃。
Devotee maintains his family and non-devotee maintains his family.
奉献者在维系自己的家庭，那个非奉献者也在供养自己的家人。
Many of the activities appear to be exactly the same.
有很多很多的活动，从外表看来完全都是一样的。
course, we know a devotee chants Hare Krishna.
当然，我们知道奉献者在吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna，
worships the deities，
在崇拜神像。
But actually, it's still from an external point of view, somebody could look and say that these people are doing the same thing that I'm doing.
那但是还是从外表看来，有些人会说这些人做的事情跟我做的是一样的。
What makes devotional service different from ordinary materialistic activities?
究竟是什么使得奉爱服务有别于平常的这些个物质的活动？
And as we said, the very basic fundamental difference is that a devotee acts to please the Supreme.
就像我们刚开始说的一样，奉爱服务的最基本的原则是，奉献者他是为了取悦满足至尊主而在做服务。
The difference is motive.
实际上真正的那个区别就在于我们的心态是什么样子。
Otherwise, everything can look the same.
否则的话，所有的一切从表面看都可以是一样的。
But what is the motive? Why am I doing it?
但是那个内在的动机究竟是什么呢？我为什么要做这件事情？
If the motive is I'm doing it because I want to please myself.
那个动机是我做这个服务是为了让我自己高兴吗？
Or if the motive is I want to please my extended self in the form of friends and family.
还是说为了让我的那个外延的这些人高兴，就比方说我的家人、我的朋友，这个都是自我、假我的一个外延伸。
These are also called the self, but the extended self.
这些什么朋友啊、家人呢，也是被称为自我，但是它是一种延伸的自我。
Why are they called the extended self?
为什么把这些人称为是延伸的自我呢？
Because when we please them, we want to get some pleasure back from them.
因为我们在让他们高兴的时候，我们自己也会得到一些就是这种高兴的感觉。
I'll do this for you because if I do this for you, then you'll do this for me.
我之所以对你做这些，是因为你也会这样对待我。
And therefore, it's a very nice, compatible relationship.
因此呢，像这样的一种交流是一种很美好的一种交流。
Which is based upon some expectation of something in return.
但是实际上呢，是基础于期望能够得到一些回报这样的心态。
Sometimes even the philanthropist, he serves society.
那有一些人有的时候甚至是为社会大众做服务。
He may give large quantities of money.
他可能捐很大的一笔钱。
But he does that because he gets some pleasure in return.
但是他之所以这么做是为了得到一些回报。
In other words, generally, we are motivated by the pleasure we get from the activities we perform.
所以实际上我们是为了就是通过做那些事情从事那些活动而最后让自己能够内在感到一些高兴，得到一些回报，感到高兴。
And if I don't get pleasure, then we lose our inspiration. We lose our motivation to do this activity.
那如果呢，我们这么做，结果最后内在没有感到一种高兴的这种感觉的话，我们慢慢的就会失去继续做下去的这种兴趣，或者说是做下去的这种动机。
It would be very difficult to do something day after day, month after month, year after year, decade after decade.
就是。做那么一件事情，就是一天复一天，一个月复一个月，一年复一年，一直不断的做下去，这是很困难的一件事情。
And to do the same thing if there's no pleasure out of it.
而且呢，做这件事情没有任何高兴的感觉，还要一直不断的做下去，那是非常困难的。
How could we go on doing something like
that? 我们怎么可能就是一直不断的继续下去就这么做呢？
In the course of time, we say, "I can't do this anymore."
然后到了一定的时候，我们就会说了，我再也做不下去了。
I'm not getting anything out of it.
What?
I'm not getting anything out of it.
我从做这件事情里，我什么都没有得到。
That's it. I'm finished.
就这样了，我已经完蛋了。
Can you imagine doing something for year after year after year, not getting any satisfaction?
大家能不能就是设想一下，我们做一件事情，一年复一年的做，但是一点点那种满足的感觉都没有，是什么样的一个情况？
Wouldn't you ask yourself at some point,
Why am I doing this?
那我们会不会在某一个时刻的时候，我们就问自己说，我在做什么呀？我为什么要这么做？
It's natural.
这是很自然的一件事。
Why am I, what am I doing this for?
啊，我到底为了什么我做这个？
That's because our nature, our constitutional nature is to experience pleasure.
之所以会有这样的反应，是因为我们的本性，我们的本质就是极乐的。
Anandamaya Upyasad, the nature of every living being is our nature is to experience pleasure.
好，每一个生物的这个它的本性就是要想要体验快乐。
But in this world, such pleasure is very hard to keep.
但是在这个世界里头，这样的一种快乐是很难保留下去的。
It's very temporary.
啊，那种感受到那种快乐也是非常短暂的感觉。
It has a beginning, but then escapes us very quickly.
好，这种快乐是有开始，很快就结束。
And then we start thinking, why aren't I getting that pleasure like I used to get?
啊，然后呢，我们就开始想，哎，我怎么才能够再得到我曾经得到那种快乐的感觉呢？
Maybe I'm doing something wrong.
啊，也许呢，我现在之所以这样，是因为我做什么做错了。
Maybe I should do something different.
也许我应该做点什么不一样的事情。
That's the nature of the pleasure that we have in this world.
这个是我们在这个世界里头有的样的本性。
It's called chapalasukha.
那它叫 chapalasukha.
Chapalasukha means it's flickering.
啊 ，chapalasukha 的意思就是摇撼不定。
It's not real pleasure.
那个不是真正的快乐。
It's just temporary pleasure.
那只是短暂的快乐。
Real pleasure actually has no end.
真正的快乐实际上是没有结束的时候。
But the temporary pleasure we get in this world.
但是我们在这个世界里得到的短暂的快乐
always has a beginning and an end.
总是有始就有终。
Then as long as we aspire for temporary pleasures.
而我们只要有一天继续想要得到那种短暂的快乐
That's what we'll get
那我们会得到
If we aspire for temporary pleasure we'll get temporary pleasure
如果我们就是想要得到短暂的快乐我们就会得到短暂的快乐
They won't last
但是没有多长时间就完了
It may last a few moments
也许只有几个片刻
May last a few days.
也许只留几天
A few weeks.
几个星期
But it's temporary pleasure.
但是它是短暂的快乐
It's a nature of pleasure which has no connection with Krishna.
这种短暂的快乐，它的本性就是它跟 Krishna 至尊主没有关系
So therefore, an intelligent person.
正因为如此。有智慧的人，智者
understands that real pleasure doesn't simply mean temporary relief from distress.
他们就明白说，真正的快乐并不是那种只是从痛苦当中稍微有一些缓解的那种感觉。
And that's usually what we define as pleasure in this world.
这个是我们经常就认为这个世界里头那个快乐，我们认为其实就是一种痛苦的缓解，就把它当作快乐。
I'm not suffering.I'm not suffering.
啊，我现在不再受苦了。
I'm not in anxiety.
啊，我现在没有焦虑的感觉。
I must be happy.
我一定是快乐的。
And we call that happiness.
啊，我们就把这个称为是快乐。
I've forgotten how miserable I am, so I must be happy.
那个时候我忘了我曾经是多痛苦的了。那我既然忘了我有多痛苦，那也许这就是快乐。
I was so absorbed in this activity.
我是那么的就沉浸于这样的一种活动中
that I thought I was happy because I forgot I was not happy
好我这么样的沉浸于一种活动当中然后呢我就忘了我曾经的不快乐那这样有可能我就是快乐
and that's what we call happiness
我们就把这个称为是快乐
now there's some taste there's some taste in that pleasure
这样的一种短暂的快乐确实给我们一种有一点点滋味的感觉
just like if we see a relative that we haven't seen for so long
这个就像我们看到我们好久都没有看到的亲人
there's some taste there's some pleasure
啊，当然我们就会感到有一种快乐的那种感觉
or just like
we've lost something very valuable.
或者再举个例子，就像比方说我们失去了特别珍贵的东西。
And then we find it.
然后后来又找到了。
There's some pleasure there. There's some taste.
那找到的时候，那种感觉确实有一种快乐的感觉。
But still, it doesn't last.
但是这样的感觉也没有多久就消失了。
The pleasure that we get from that happiness of embracing a long lost relative. It's temporary.
Embracing.
The pleasure that we get from embracing a long lost relative or family member is temporary.
我们从拥抱失去了很久的亲人又返回来的那个亲人，通过拥抱他们所感受到的那种快乐不会停留多久，最后还是会消失的。
Because life continues and still there's so many inconveniences and anxieties and troubles.
因为随着生活继续下去，那种不方便啦，那些个各种各样的痛苦还会继续的，我们会面对。
So, the living entity by nature is meant to experience ananda, a pleasure.
那当然了，生物本性就是一直不断的，它要体验极乐快乐。
A pleasure which comes from relationships.
而这个快乐是来自关系。
A pleasure which comes from making someone happy.
那个快乐是来自让其他人感到高兴。
A pleasure which comes from serving somebody.
那种愉悦的感觉是来自为他人做服务。
There's a certain pleasure that we're meant to experience.
我们呢，就是有一定的那个快乐是要让我们去体验的。
Which is so satisfying.
那样的一种快乐是那么的让我们感到满足。
That we don't want anything else.
满足到我们根本就不想要其他的东西。
This is the symptom of satisfaction.
当我们不再想要其他东西的时候，这个是我们满足的一种表现。
Symptom of satisfaction is that I don't want anything else.
满足的表现是我再也不想要其他的东西。
I'm satisfied. I'm happy.
我满足了，我快乐了。
I don't have to keep on looking for something else.
我不需要再去不断的向外寻找什么东西。
When the satisfaction or pleasure doesn't last anymore.
因为如果当有一些东西那种满足感、快乐感没有了，我就要去寻找其他的东西。
Actually, in our scriptures, this is called bhakti.
Bhakti. 实际上 which called bhakti?
In our scriptures, this is called bhakti.
Yeah, but what's this?
What I just described.
Oh, okay. 在我们的这个我在我们的这个经典里，就把刚才所称的这个就称为奉爱。
This is called love.
就称为爱。
Love is defined as being able to repose all our affection on one object.
爱的意思就是说，让我们可以有能力把我们所有的这个能力啊等等，这个都。
And never needing to have to go to look for some other object.
而且呢，就这一个对象已经够了，再不需要找其他的对象。
Feeling so satisfied by giving our affection to that one object.
就当我们把我们的情感给了这个对象以后，我们感到是那么的满足。
That we don't want anything else.
我们什么其他的东西我们都不要。
That's satisfaction.
这个是满足。
But everybody is looking for satisfaction and happiness in temporary places.
但是呢，所有的人都是在不对的其他的地方在寻找这样的满足和快乐。
That's what they get.
那当然他们就得到了那种感觉。
Temporary happiness.
短暂的快乐的感觉。
Chapalasuka.
Chapalasuka.
It comes.
意思就是来来去去，来来去去。
When it's not there, we look for it.
然后不在这儿了，我们就去到别的地方去找。
And when it's there, we try to keep it, and so we don't lose it.
那在那儿的时候，我们就试图保留它，不要失去它。
But it slips away through our fingertips.
但是哪怕我们再怎么努力，想要抓紧它，它还是从我们的手指间的缝里头就溜走了。
As soon as we have it, immediately we think we're in anxiety. How will I protect it so I don't lose it?
我们一旦得到那样的一种快乐的感觉，我们马上就是处在一种焦虑的状态下，想说我怎么才能够保住它，保有它，不要让它失去。
Even the happiness brings anxiety.
啊，哪怕就是我们得到的那种短暂的快乐，也会给我们带来焦虑。
As soon as we have, we think, I don't want to lose it.
因为我有了这个东西，我不想失去它。
Because we know it can go so quickly.
因为我们知道它很快的就要消失了。
So it's mixed happiness.
所以这个是一种混合的一种。
It's not real happiness.
这个实际上不是真正的快乐。
Real happiness is to not even think of my own happiness.
真正的快乐是到最后根本都不去想我自己的快乐。
This is real happiness.
这真正的快乐。
When I don't even have to think of my own happiness.
我甚至根本不需要再想我自己的快乐。
And why do I not have to think of my own happiness?
哦，为什么不需要再去想我自己的快乐？
Because Krishna is so pleased by our service.
因为 Krishna 对我们所做的服务是那么的满意，那么的高兴。
He's always thinking of our happiness.
他一直不断的在替我们想着我们的快乐。
Therefore, I don't have to think of my own happiness.
因此，我根本不需要再去想我自己的快乐。
He's so pleased.
他是那么的高兴。
That he's always thinking, how can I make him happy?
他一直就会想说，我怎么才能够让他这个人快乐？
How can I make her happy?
我怎么能够让他快乐？他刚才说了一个男的，说了一个女的。
This is the essence of bhakti.
这个是奉爱的精华。
What is bhakti?
Bhakti 是什么？奉爱是什么？
Bhakti means that motivated service, which is so powerful.
啊，那个奉爱之情就是说，那个没有个人动机的那样的一种服务，它是那么的强大有力。
That it controls even the most powerful.
甚至能够强有力到它能够控制那个最强有力的人。
It brings the most powerful under control.
他把那个最强有力的人最后置于你的控制之下。
This sounds inconceivable.
这简直是不可思议的一件事情。
But that is the meaning of bhakti.
而这个是奉爱之情的那种含义。
But that is the mystery that those who don't know about bhakti can never know.
这个就是那些个不知道奉爱知情的人永远都不可能了解的一个奥秘。
It will always remain a complete mystery.
他就一直对这个人来说，永远他是一个奥秘而已。
Just like I remember many years ago.
就记得我这个很久之前，很久好几年之前。
When I used to go out on and distribute Srila Prabhupada's books.
我那个时候曾经就是每天出去派发圣帕帕的书籍。
And Srila Prabhupada always emphasized how pleasing this book distribution is to him.
那么圣帕帕德总是在强调去派书是多么的让他感到满意。
Because it's very pleasing to Krishna.
因为这项服务会让 Krishna 非常满意。
Because Krishna is very pleased when his glories are being spread and others are coming to know about him.
啊，因为当 Krishna 看到他的荣耀被传播出去，而其他的人开始朝向他的时候，他会感到非常高兴。
And when Srila Prabhupada was present with us here on this planet, he always emphasized this point.
所以当圣帕帕德跟我们一起在这个星球上的时候，他一直不断地强调这个派发圣帕帕德的事情。
And in the early years when Prabhupada was here,I used to go out and distribute books sometimes 10 hours, 12 hours a day.
好，那个时候当圣帕帕德还活着的时候，我有的经常是每天出去派十个小时到十二个小时的书。
Sometimes on the weekends we'd always do it very long during the day because it was very satisfying activity.
嗯，因有的时候我们特别是在周末的时候，我们总是就是派很长时间的书。为什么呢？因为这项活动让我们感到非常的满足。
Would sometimes be difficult.
哎，当然了，有的时候派书会感到很困难。
Especially sometimes we do it in the winter when it was minus 20 degrees.
啊，尤其是有的时候我们是在冬天出去派书，那是零下多少度？
Snow on the ground.
啊，地上都是大雪。
Or in the rain, when it was pouring rain.
或者是 天上下着倾盆的大雨。
We would stand in the pouring rain and stop people and introduce them to Srila Prabhupada's books.
那个时候我们就站在雨中，然后就是让路人停留下来，向他们派发圣帕帕德的书籍。
And I remember many times people sometimes would ask me this question.
那我就记得有很多的时候，人们就会问我一个问题。
How much are you getting paid for this?
啊，到底你得到这个就是做这件事情，你到底得到多少的那个工资啊？
Because they sometimes they'd watch me. I was standing there, you know, out for hours in the rain and the snow and the cold. And, how much are you getting paid for this?
那因为那些人有的时候会在旁边一直不断在观察着，他一个小时又一个小时站在雨里、站在雪里面，一直不断的在做这件事情，所以人家就奇怪说，到底人家给你多少工资，你做这样的事？
Because they assumed I must be getting a lot of money.
因为人家
to stand in this under these circumstances.
嗯，因为人家就觉得说，这个人肯定是拿到高薪了啊，才能够这么样的站在这样的环境当中。
And I would say, oh, we don't get anything for this.
然后他当时说，我们都做这件事什么都没有，没任何钱。
Come on, you must get something.
好，别来这一套，你肯定是有什么。
No, this is completely voluntary.
没有，我们这完全是自愿做的。
I'm a monk.
啊
？I'm a monk.
啊，我是一个和尚。
I don't get anything for this.
我做这件事情什么都没有得到。
Are you crazy?
你疯了吗？
Usually they say, "Are you crazy?"
人家就说了，一般就说你疯了吗
？Only crazy person would do something like that.
只有疯子才会这么做。
They don't understand.
他们不明白。
It's a mystery.
这是一个秘密。
They don't understand the satisfaction that we get within the heart.
他们不明白我们从我们的内心所得到的那种满足感。
It can't be calculated.From external point of view,
这样的一种满足感不是能够从外在能够怎么样计算出来的。
You know, there's no bank account
啊，没有那个
to show that we benefited from our activity
啊，但没有账户能够来看我们到底通过从事这样的活动得到了多少的这种回报好处。
A materialistic person always thinks that there has to be something to show.For your sacrifice.
嗯，物质主义者一般都认为说，必须要有一些个什么东西能够看得出来，就是说你这样的一种牺牲奉献是不是值得的。
Has to be something visible.
必须是那个东西回报是要能看到的。
Money.
钱。
Wealth.
资产。
Or assets.
啊，这财产。
It has to be something to show.
总之就是你得给人家看点什么东西。
But they don't understand what actually the benefit one gets.
但是他们实际上不明白那个人他自己得到的那个真正的好处是什么。
Comes from the satisfaction within the heart.
实际上是来自内心的满足。
Which can't be seen visibly.
这个从外表你是看不出来的。
It's a mystery.
这是很神秘的。
That's why I said before that externally, a devotee may appear to be doing same things non-devotees do.
这就是为什么我在一开始就说了，那个奉献者做的事情，表面上看起来好像跟非奉献者做的事情是一样的。
Non-devotees also stand outside for 10 hours a day working very hard.
啊，那些个非奉献者，他也是站在外面站十个小时，工作的很辛苦。
It's not they don't know what austerity is.
并不是说这些人不知道什么是苦行。
But looks the same.
啊，看上去不都是一样的吗？
But it's different.
但是实际上是有区别的。
Because a non-devotee is thinking about what do I get from it?
啊，那非奉献者在做事情时就在想说，我做这件事情我能得到什么
？And a devotee is thinking what does Krishna get from it?
而奉献者他想，我做这件事情能让 Krishna 得到什么
？That's his motivation.
这个是我们的动机。
And because that's his motive.
啊，由于是有动机的。
And because Krishna is in the heart.
而Krishna 就在我们每个人的心中。
And Krishna knows the motive.
而 Krishna 他知道我们每个人的动机是什么。
He knows what's in our heart. He knows even better than we know.
He knows
when we're thinking we're doing something for ourselves or we're thinking of doing something for Him.
Just
like Prabhupada says here, we can't bribe Krishna.
Krishna,
I'll do this for you but as long as you do this for me.
Krishna, 我要为你做这件事哦, 但是你要为我做那件事情, 我就会为你做这件事情。
I'll give you so much, Krishna.
Continue your sentence.
I'll give you so much, Krishna, and then you'll see how ready I am to give you a lot.
Krishna, 就是我要为你做这件事情，或者你要为我做这件事情，然后你就会看到我已经准备为你做多少了。
It'll be so attractive to you.
我告诉你，我要为你做的那个，对你来说是太有吸引力了。
That you'll have to give me what I want.
你必须要给我想要的东西。
Krishna doesn't need it.
Krishna 不需要我们的东西。
He can't be bribed.
根本我们就不可能去贿赂。
He doesn't need anything we give him.
他根本不需要我们给他的任何一样东西。
It's already his.
所有的一切本来就是他的。
How would he need it? It's already his.
所有的一切本来就是他的，他怎么还要需要你给他什么东西？
An illusion, we think it's mine.
但是呢，在一种错觉的情况下，我们认为这个是我的。
But we can't keep it.
但是实际上，我们根本就不可能长时间的保留的。不管什么时候，总有一天我们就会失去的。
We don't keep anything we accumulate in this world.
我们根本不可能就是保留我们在这个世界里积攒的任何一个东西。
Sooner or later, it will be taken away.
早早晚晚，这个东西就会被带走。
But I think it belongs to me.
但是我却认为这个是属于我的。
Why do I think it belongs to me?
为什么我认为这属于我呢？
Because I'm looking for temporary happiness from these things.
因为我是想通过这些事情能够找到一些短暂的快乐。
And I get my temporary happiness by thinking that it's mine.
Say it again, sir.
And I get my temporary happiness by thinking that it's mine.
好，而我呢，通过认为这是我的来得到那种短暂的快乐。
This is mine.
这是我的。
I remember I saw once a Newsweek magazine.
我记着我有一次看那个，就是那个，叫类似新闻的那种杂志。
And on the front cover was a picture of Bill Gates.
那在那个封面上是那个比尔盖茨的。
You all know Bill Gates.
大家都知道谁是比尔盖茨。
Very wealthy man.
非常富有的一个人。
And it was a quote from Bill Gates.
那正好为了比尔盖茨，不知道怎么有一个法庭的案子。
On the cover of the magazine.
在这个那个杂志的那个封面上。
It's mine. It's all mine.
那个上面有一句话，上面有一句话就说是我的，都是我的。他说的。
It was his quote.
这个是引述他讲的那个话。
So in other words, under illusion, we think yes, it's all mine.
所以呢，实际上是在一种错觉的情况下，我认为我现在有的东西都是属于我的。
So we get some pleasure by thinking that way.
而我通过这么想，得到一些个高兴的感觉。
Of course, Bill Gates at some point began to think that maybe there's more pleasure by giving some of it away.
那当然了，就是比尔盖茨后来到了一个阶段以后，就在想说，也许通过把我的东西给出去一些，布施出一些，我可以得到更多的快乐。
So he became a big philanthropist.
所以呢，他就开始成为那个捐款捐助。
He's given a lot of his wealth away for helping people.
他就把自己的很多钱给出去来帮助其他人。
But he's decided that's where my pleasure will come from.
因为他是这么决定的，他觉得这样做我就会得到更多的快乐。
Still motivated by the pleasure.
所以呢，他的动机还是我要得到快乐。
And he still has enough that even if he gives it all away.
尽管呢，他给出去很多了，但是实际上他还有足够的，就是他自己要的。
That he's not losing.
但
He has enough that he's not losing.
对，也就是说，他有了那么多的钱，失去这些一点点也没有什么。
But the point is that we get our pleasure from thinking this way.
但是呢，关键我要指出的是，我们是通过认为什么都是我们的来感到一种快乐。
That this belongs to me.
啊，这是我的。
But actually, everything belongs to the Supreme.
但是实际上，所有的一切都属于至尊者。
Ishvasya idam sarvam yad kichad jagat yam jagat tena tyak tena bunjitama gudhikasya sthidana. Everything animate or that inanimate that is within this universe is controlled and owned by the Supreme Lord.
他刚刚念了一段梵文，就是说，在这个宇宙里，所有一切展示没有展示，所有的一切都是属于这个宇宙的控制者 Krishna.
So even when we give something to Krishna.
那所以呢，哪怕是我们把一些些东西给 Krishna.
It's not what we're giving that attracts Krishna.
并不是我们所给予的那个东西在吸引 Krishna.
Because it already belongs to him.
因为那个东西本身就是属于他的。
So how can we bribe him?
所以我们怎么能用这些东西去收买他呢？贿赂他呢？
He knows our motive.
他知道我们内在的动机。
He knows if we're doing it because we want something for ourselves.
他知道我们为他做一些事情是希望为我们自己得到一些。
But what is bhakti?
但是奉爱是什么？
Bhakti means taking that same motivation.
奉爱是 continuous.
Taking that same motivation that we have to do something for ourselves.
奉爱之情就是要把那种我要为我自己做一些事情的那样的一个动机。
And changing it.
把它这样的动机给改变。
Prahlad Maharaj says in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
帕拉德王在圣典博加瓦坛中说
In the same way that one sees himself and takes care of himself, take to devotional service to the Supreme Lord. In the same way that one sees himself and takes care of himself, use that same energy for doing it for Krishna.
Okay, 那个帕拉德王就说了，应该把那种就是想要照顾自己想要自己得到好处的那样的一个动机啊，然后为这个动机而去付出精力去做事情的把它转变为为 Krishna 做事情
But immediately think but if I give everything to Krishna who's going to take care of me?
啊，但是呢我们一般人就会想说如果我把所有的东西都给了 Krishna 了那谁来照顾我呢
Immediately we have that fear.
啊，我们就会感到恐惧。
How can I give everything to Krishna?
我怎么能够把所有的一切都给 Krishna 呢？
I have to think of myself.
我得想想我自己呀。
So I'll give to Krishna what I don't need.
所以呢，我最好把我不需要的东西给 Krishna 就行了。
I'll just look for something that I don't need and. Okay, Krishna, you can have that.
我就是找一找。然后哦，这个件事，这个东西我不需要了。OK, Krishna, 这个你可以拿走，给你。
But Krishna says, "No, I want everything."
但是 Krishna 说不是，我要所有的一切。
What kind of a person is that?
哇，这是什么人呢
？He wants everything.
他什么都要哦。
I've dealt with people like that before.
我以前就跟这样的人就打过交道哎。
They want everything.
啊，他什么都要那些人。
And they'll take and take and take until I have nothing for myself.
啊，然后这些人就从我身边拿呀拿呀拿，到最后我什么都不剩下了。
But our experiences with people like that.
但是我们曾经经历过的这样的一种人。
Is that they want everything for themselves because that's what makes them happy.
那种人是什么呢？他是要所有的一切给他自己，让他自己快乐。
But Krishna's not like that.
但是 Krishna 跟那种人是不一样。
Nothing we give him will make him happy.
我们给他的所有的一切，我们让他高兴。
Because it's already his.
哦，我们给他的所有的东西并不能让他高兴。
What does he want from us?
因为那个东西本来就属于他。那么他到底从我们这儿
What makes him happy?
他到底从我们这儿要什么呢？究竟是什么才能够让他高兴呢
？He wants our love.
他要的是我们的爱。
That's all he wants.
这就是他要。
He wants our love.
他要我们的爱。
And when he sees love,
当他看到了那个爱
，he thinks, "Oh, my devotee, he's thinking only of me."
他就会想，哦， 我的这位奉献者，他唯一想的就是我。
How can I ever forget him?
我怎么会忘了他呢？
I can never forget him.
我永远都忘不了他。
He tells this to in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
他在圣典巴国家瓦塔里他就讲。
The devotee is in my heart, and I'm always in the heart of my devotee.
啊，他就说，奉献者在我心中，我也在奉献者心中，永远在奉献者心中。
The devotee never thinks of anyone except me.
奉献者除了我之外，别的人都不会想。
And I don't think of anyone except my devotee.
而我除了我的奉献者，我别的人都不会去想。
In other words, Krishna, who is in our heart,
换句话说 ，Krishna 就在我们心中
，and knows our motive，
知道我们的动机
，knows that when we're doing something to please him，
知道我们做一些事情是为了取悦他。
He takes note of that desire to please him，
他就把那个我们想要取悦他的那个愿望，他记下来了。
And he will never forget，
他永远都不会忘这个。
Never forget.
永远都不会忘。
We may forget.
我们自己可能都会忘记。
But Krishna will never forget.
Krishna 却永远都不会忘记。
Krishna is all-knowing. He can't forget anything.
Krishna 他是知悉一切的人，没有一件事情他会忘记。
He knows what's in our heart.
他知道我们心中想的是什么。
He knows past, present, and future.
他知道过去、现在以及未来。
Vedaham samatitani vartamani. What does that verse say? Anyways, Krishna says, "I know everything past, present, and the future. I also know all living beings."
Krishna 知道 ，Krishna 自己说，我知道过去、现在和未来的一切，而且我也知道每一个生物体的状态是什么。
But for me, it's very difficult to know me.
但是呢，对我自己个人来说，连了解我自己都很困难。
Why is it difficult to know Krishna?
为什么啊？我
Why is it difficult to know Krishna?
那为什么就是？哦，对 ，Krishna 说，刚才那句话说是 Krishna， 我人们很难了解我。那么为什么对于人们来说，了解 Krishna 是那么难的一件事情呢？
Because Krishna can only be known by bhakti.
因为唯有奉爱之情才能够让我们了解 Krishna，
cannot be known by any other way，
而不是被所有其他的东西。
You can't say to Krishna, "Show yourself to me."
你可以跟 Krishna 说，把你自己表现出来，让我看看你。
If you don't show yourself to me, I'll punish you.
如果你不显现你自己，那我就会惩罚你。
If you don't show yourself to me, I won't give you my money.
啊，如果你不要让我看到你的话，我就不会把我的钱给你。
If you don't show yourself to me, I won't give you anything.
如果你不让我看到你的话，哼，什么我都不会给你。
How can what does that mean to Krishna?
那这对 Krishna 来说，这是什么意思？
Krishna just thinks, okay. Don't give me.
那 Krishna 就会想了 ，OK， 那就别给我吧。
I don't suffer.
我不会受苦。
You suffer.
是你自己在受苦。
I don't suffer.
我没在受苦。
Krishna is always trying to attract us.
Krishna 一直不断的在想要吸引我们的注意力。
All he wants is our love.
他唯一要的是我们的爱。
He says, even if you offer me a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or water.
啊，他说，哪怕你是供奉我一个水果、一片叶、一朵鲜花、一点水。
If you offer with love.
如果你是怀着爱给我的。
I want it.
我就会要。
Even if it's only a leaf.
哪怕是一片叶子。
Because the love is what Krishna is attracted to.
其实是你供奉时候的那个爱，那个爱。吸引 Krishna.
He's just asking for love.
他唯一要的是爱。
And love means to give without expecting anything in return.
而爱是什么？爱是给予而不期望回报。
And he's always just sending so many different opportunities to do something for him.
他 do something.
Sending so many opportunities to us to do something for him.
他一直不断的 在给我们很多的机会，让我们能够有机会为他做服务。
Just like I remember this story that I was told by Vishnu John Swami.
啊，就记得那个就 Vishnu John Swami 他讲了一个故事。
He told it back in the 1970s.
啊，他是在1970年的时候讲的。
About the woman whose husband would always go to another lover.
嗯，他说一个女人。她的丈夫呢，老是到她那个情人那儿去。
And it was a very, very powerful story. I'll tell it to you.
那这个故事那个给人的震撼是挺强的，我跟大家说一下。
The woman was very much dedicated to her husband.
这个女人对她的妻子是忠心耿耿啊，不，这个女人对她的丈夫是忠心耿耿。
She was ready to do anything for him.
她准备为她的丈夫做所有的一切。
But she found out that the husband was going to another woman.
但是她却发现她的丈夫去找另外一个女人。
So one day, when her husband came home, she asked her husband, "What does she do that I don't do?"
有一天，当她的丈夫回家的时候，她就问她的丈夫说：“那个女人做了什么是我没有做的？”
So the husband was very embarrassed.
那那个丈夫感到非常的困窘。
Because his wife knew.
因为他妻子知道。
Wife said, "Of course I know. You don't come home some nights. How could I not know?"
那所以他妻子说：“当然我知道了。你有时候晚上根本不回家，我怎么可能不知道呢？”
What does she do?
她到底为你做了什么？
So the husband says, "Well, it's the way she cooks for me."
她丈夫说：“哦，就是她为我做饭的那种方式。”
The wife says, "The way that she cooks for you?"
那丈夫，那妻子说。她为你做饭的那种方式。
You mean to say she cooks for you better than I cook?
那你的意思就是一定是说她做的饭比我给你做的饭好吃了。
So the wife on the next day she went out.
那然后这个妻子呢，第二天就出去了。
She bought so many different things to cook for her husband.
她就买了很多很多东西为她的丈夫做饭。
She spent the whole day making all these different wonderful preparations.
那她就。一整天的时间为她的丈夫做了各种各样的吃的。
And the husband came home.
那丈夫回家。
And she served the meal to her husband.
她就侍奉她丈夫吃饭。
And after the husband ate to his full satisfaction.
然后等到她丈夫吃的就是心满意足了。
She asked her husband, "Does she cook like this for you?"
她就问她的丈夫说，那个女人是这样为你做饭的吗？
He said, "No."
那丈夫说没有，不是。
She doesn't cook like this.
她不是这么做的。
And the husband was very satisfied.
那个丈夫呢？他是非常的满足。
But the next day he didn't come home.
但第二天又是没回家。
So the wife was then again trying to figure out what is she doing.
然后那个妻子呢，就再一次就想要搞明白到底那个人做了什么，又让她丈夫不回家了。
So the next time her husband came home,
啊，下一次呢，等她丈夫又回家了。
She said, "You went back to her again, didn't you?"
啊，说你又回到她身边了，是不是
？I thought you said it was the way she cooks for you.
啊，我当时想说，你之所以去她那，是因为她为你做饭的那个方式。
And didn't you say I cooked better than she did?
你是不是说我做的比她好吃来着
？Yes.
丈夫说是的。
Then what is it? What does she do?
那到底她做了什么了，又让你去她那
？Well, it's the way she dresses.
啊，就是她穿衣服的那种样子。
So the wife was thinking again.
那然后呢？她的妻子在又想了。
The next day, she went out and she bought all the money she spent on costly clothing.
啊，第二天呢，她又出去了，然后把她钱都花了，买了非常非常珍贵的、贵重的那些衣服。
She made herself so physically beautiful and attractive.
她就把自己给打扮的那么的漂亮，那么的有魅力。
That she was convinced it would be impossible for her husband to refuse her.
她简直是就非常自信，就是说。她丈夫看到她的样子在拒绝她，那是不可能的事情。
The husband came home and saw the beauty of his wife.
然后呢，她丈夫回家以后看到她妻子那么的美。
And the wife immediately knew that she was dressed more attractively than this other woman.
啊，那 那个妻子一看她的丈夫的眼神就知道她今天的这个样子比那个女人要有魅力的多了。
But the next day he didn't come home.
但是呢，这个丈夫离开家，第二天又没回家。
Imagine how frustrating it was for this woman.
所以你就想象一下，这个女人她是多么的沮丧。
Finally, the husband came home again.
后来最终她丈夫又回家了。
Did she dress better than I dress?
那她就问说，她穿的比我好看吗
？No.
她丈夫说不是。
But you didn't come back last night.
她说但是昨天晚上你又没回来。
What is it?
到底是什么？
What does she do that I don't do?
她到底做了什么我没有做
？And the husband said, "Well, it's the way she kicks and bites me."
Kicks and bites.
The way she kicks and bites me.
她说是她咬我踢我的那个方式，贱不贱？
And the wife says.Kicks and bites you.
他丈夫，他妻子说，咬你，踢你。
You want to be kicked and bitten?
你难道就想要被别人踢，被别人打哟
？I can't do that to you. I love you.
我没办法对你做这个，因为我爱你。
You want to be kicked and bitten?
你想要被踢被打
？You'll have to go to her.
那你还是到他那儿去吧。
I love you. I won't kick and bite you.
我爱你，所以我没办法咬你，也没办法踢你。
So this is Krishna.
这就是 Krishna.
You want to be kicked and bitten?
如果你想要被踢、被咬、被打
，He'll do so many things to try to attract us.
He
will do so many things to try to attract us.
他呢会。做各种各样的事情来吸引我们的注意力。
He comes in the form of his holy name.
啊，他以他的圣名的形式来到我们面前。
He sends his devotees.
他把他的奉献者派到我们面前。
He comes himself.
他甚至自己来到我们面前。
He leaves behind all his places of pastimes.
啊，他把所有他从事过的娱乐活动留下来给我们。
He leaves behind the scriptures.
他把经典留给我们。
He manifests in the form of the deity.
他把自己就是展现为神像的形象。
So many ways he's trying to come and to attract us.
他用了各种各样的方式来吸引我们的注意力。
He can be the best friend.
他可以是我们最好的朋友。
The best son.
最好的儿子。
The best lover.
最好的恋人。
He'll do anything to try to attract us.
他为了能够吸引我们的注意力，他可以做任何事情为我们。
If we want to be kicked and bitten,
但是如果我们自己就想要被踢被打的话
，then Maya will do that.
那玛雅错觉能量就会做这件事情。
That is the illusory energy.
这个玛雅就是错觉能量。
Maya is Krishna's illusory energy.
玛雅是 Krishna 的错觉能量。
She kicks and bites.
她就是她做的事情就是咬我们、踢我们、打我们。
She gives us temporary pleasure.
她给我们一点点短暂的快乐。
But all the suffering that comes with it.
然后呢，随之而来的是那么大量的痛苦。
But Krishna wants to give himself.
但是 Krishna 他想把他自己给我们。
Krishna wants to give the greatest pleasure.
他想要给我们最大的快乐。
Krishna is the reservoir of pleasure.
Krishna 是快乐的泉源，快乐的宝库。
It means.Any pleasure that we're looking for is found in Krishna.
这意思是什么呢？我们所寻求的任何一种快乐，都能够在 Krishna 那里找到。
And that pleasure is unlimited.
那种快乐是无限的。
It's ever increasing.
而且是一直不断的在增加的。
Just imagine when that unlimited, ever increasing pleasure, that personality who possesses that, is always thinking of us.
我们就想象一下，那个。拥有着无限的、不断增加的那种快乐的那样一个人，他一直不断的想着我们。
That's why a devotee doesn't have to think of his own pleasure.
正因为如此，奉献者根本不需要去想他自己的快乐。
Doesn't even cross his mind.
这个念 头根本就不可能进入他的脑子。
A devotee is even ready to suffer for Krishna.
奉献者甚至愿意为了 Krishna 而受苦。
Because it doesn't make any difference.
因为那个受苦也跟他没有什么区别。
Whether it's happiness or distress, a devotee is always happy as long as he can serve Krishna.
因为奉献者是只要他能够为 Krishna 做服务，无论是什么快乐的感觉还是受苦的感觉，他根本就不在乎。
That is the mystery of bhakti.
这个是奉爱的奥秘。
That is a mystery that cannot be known.
这是一个其他的人不能理解的奥秘。
By anyone who always tries to taste it by looking outside the body.
这是一个那种老是想要去舔瓶子外面的人来去尝那个蜂蜜的那种人永远都理解不了的那种奥秘。
It'll always remain a mystery.
这种人对他来说奉爱永远是一种奥秘。
Like looking constantly on the outside of the bottle, there's no honey there.
因为他一直不断的在舔那个蜂蜜的瓶子的外壁，外面没有蜂蜜。
Go inside.
你应该进入其中去品尝。
And going inside means just changing everything that we do, but instead the motive is to do it to please Krishna.
这个进入其中的意思就是，我们把我们正在做的所有的一切，把它转变来为 Krishna 做。
Of course, sometimes we'll test.
那当然了，有的时候我们会要测验检验。
Okay, I'll do something and I'll wait and see if I get something back.
我呢 back 啊，我呢哎做一点点，然后来看我有没有得到一些回报。
Okay, Krishna, I'll do this for you.
Oh, Krishna, 我为你做这个。
And then we wait.
然后我们就等着。
Okay. You're supposed to think of me, Krishna.
Hey, Krishna, you 该想想我了。
I did this for you.
我已经为这个为你做了这个了。
Remember, I did it for you.
记住了没有啊？我是为你做的哟。
But did we really do it for Krishna?
但是我们做的真的是为 Krishna 做的吗
？Doing it for Krishna means we don't think like that after we did it.
为 Krishna 做意味着我们不会做完了以后就想着。
Then we know we did it for Krishna.
那如果我们没有这么想，就是做完了你必须回报我的话，我们就知道那个是真正的为 Krishna 做的。
But as soon as we think, okay, Krishna, some pleasure now, okay?
只要我们就想说，哦 ，Krishna， 现在该给点快乐了吧
？Just a little.
就一点点哦。
Be nice to me.
哎呀，对我好
一些。I've suffered a lot.
我已经为你受了很大的苦了。
But you know something? Krishna is so wonderful.
但是你们知道吗 ？Krishna 非常的神奇。
This Bhagavatama states, "Akama savakama va moksha kama udaradi, tivena bhakti yogina yajita purusha param." That whether one has no material desires, whether one is filled with material desires, or whether one is desiring liberation, a person who will remember all this.
Yeah.
A person has broader intelligence must by all means worship Krishna.
Okay, Krishna 他非常的神奇，他的圣典《国家瓦塔》里就说了，不管一个人是完全没有自私的物质的动机啊，或者是有这样的动机，所有的一切，不管是怎么样啊，那个真正有智慧的人，实际上他是所有的一切用所有的。
In other words, even if we're filled with material desires,
那意思就是说，即使我们就是满心都是物质的欲望
，or we're desiring to become liberated, relieved from all suffering,
我们想要获得解脱，想要摆脱痛苦
，which is also a material desire.
那当然，这种解脱、摆脱物质痛苦，实际上也是一种物质的动机。
Or whether we have no material desire.
或者我们根本就没有任何物质的动机。
If we come in contact with Krishna.
我们只要跟 Krishna 联系上。
Krishna will purify our desire.
Krishna 就会净化我们的心。
Krishna is known as Bhava Grahi.
Krishna 被称为
is known as Bhavagrahi.
Bhavagrahi.
He accepts the essence of a devotee's attitude.
他是什么呢？他是接受奉献者的心态里面的那个实质性的东西。
Even if we're sometimes tricked into doing something for Krishna.
啊，甚至有的时候我们是以一种就是那种 tricked to do， 就是有一点点就是。玩心机的在为 Krishna 做服务
because Krishna will sometimes do it
啊，因为 Krishna 有时候会这么做
he sometimes trick us into doing something
哦，对，甚至有的时候他会以一种类似像骗我们的那样的一个手段来让我们为他做服务
Agyata Sukriti
啊，这叫 Agyata Sukriti
It means doing something for Krishna but we didn't even know we did it
啊，也就是说他让我们为 Krishna 做的事情，但是却不知道是在为他做。
Just like a devotee, well, here's a story. In the very early days of Second Avenue.
啊，他说他就像有一个奉献者，就是在早期的时候，在那个第二大街的那有一个奉献者。
This is in Prabhupada Lilamrita.
啊，这个故事呢记载在那个帕布帕的那个这个传记里面。
One time, this.Bum, a street bum.
啊，有一天呢，就发现了有一个街上的一个炸弹。
Who had previously been in Second Avenue, where Srila Prabhupada had started the Krishna consciousness movement.
啊，那个呢，就是说，在这个帕布帕德实际上是在那个第二大街开始了整个那个 Krishna 意识运动。
So he previously had been there, and he went into the bathroom, and he saw there was no toilet paper.
哦，对，好了。在那个永恒的祝福里，大家能看到这个故事。他就是那个时候住在那个地方的时候，他的那个厕所里没有那个纸巾。
So some one time during the program, this bum came in.
哦哦啊，棒！就是那个有一次呢，当他在就是做这样的活动的时候，那个街上的流浪汉来了。
And he was carrying some toilet paper.
然后他就带来了一堆手纸。
He walked into the back of the room.
然后他就走到那个房子的后面。
He put it in the bathroom.
啊，房间后面，然后就把它放到那个厕所里了。
And he walked out.
然后他就又出去了。
And Srila Prabhupada said, "Just see."
可是那个圣巴巴就说：“大家看一下。”
He has given something to Krishna.
他给 Krishna 一些东西。
His devotional service has begun.
啊，他的奉爱服务开始了。
Unknowingly.
那个人实际上是个流浪汉，他是在不知不觉的情况下做了奉爱服务。
Unknowingly, he gave something to Krishna.
啊，他是在不知不觉的情况下为 Krishna 做了。
One time, Srila Prabhupada, I can't remember where it was. One impersonalist philosopher came to a program that Srila Prabhupada was doing.
嗯，他说有一次，但我不记得到底是在什么地方，那就是有一个这个。非人格神主义者，啊，然后来到圣帕巴德的，就是举行的活动。
And brought with him all these flyers, posters.
啊，他把他的那些个就是，在这怎么说，宣传单带来了。
That he was asking, please give these out to invite people to come and hear my lecture.
然后他跟帕巴德说，麻烦你把我这些宣传单，帮我派发出去，让人家们来上我的课。
So Prabhupada, after the lecture,
然后帕巴德上完课以后
he took all the posters.
他就拿这些个宣传单
and he used the paper to put prasadam on it to give it out to the guests.
然后他就用这个纸把那个 prasadam 放在上面托着，然后就发给那些客人。
So this man unknowingly, he was thinking, I'm giving them posters to popularize myself.
那个人等于是在不知不觉的情况下做了奉爱服务，为什么呢？因为他本身想的是。我给你这些宣传呢，是为了让你给别人来宣传我，让他们来上我的课。
I want everybody to know what a great speaker I am. Please tell everybody about my lecture.
我要让所有人都知道我是多么一个了不起的演讲家，所以请你把这个宣传单发出去。
Prabhupada took the paper and he used it for distributing prasadam.
但是帕巴德拿着这些纸，把他的托着的prasadam给别人了。
Agyata Sukriti.
Agyata Sukriti.
Agyata Sukriti.
Devotional service without knowing it. 这句梵文的意思就是在不知不觉的情况下做奉爱服务。
So Krishna is so kind.
所以 Krishna 他是那么的仁慈。
That even if we do some devotional service without knowing it, he won't forget.
哪怕是我们在不知情的情况下 为他做了一点点奉爱服务，他也永远都不会忘了。
How does he take notice?
那他怎么样的就是去注意这个，去记住这个？
He takes notice when we do something for his devotee.
啊，他是通过我们为我们的奉献者我们为奉献者做事情来。
Even though our motives may not be pure,
哪怕我们那个时候的动机不是那么的纯洁，
but if we do render some service to his devotee,
但是如果我们为他的奉献者做一些服务的话，
Krishna will take notice of that.
Krishna 就会记住这件事情，
and our devotional service will begin.
而我们的奉爱服务就会开始了，
and gradually our hearts will become purified.
那逐渐的随着我们这么做，我们的心就会变得纯洁。
If we simply stay in the association of devotees,
只要让我们一直保持在跟奉献者联谊的这个状态下。
That is all. Simply stay in the association of devotees.
他说实际上就这么简单，只要能够跟奉献者联谊。
Simply to be grateful for the opportunity to be with Krishna's devotees.
只要我们能够感恩奉献者给予我们的这样一个联谊的机会，让我们了解 Krishna 的这个机会。
Srila Prabhupada talks about that in the commentary.
啊，圣帕帕的在他的要旨里谈到了这一点。
Talks about gratitude.
谈到了有关感恩之情。
Gratitude means that we recognize the value of something that's been given to us.
感恩之情的意思就是说，我们知道我们被给予了那个有价值的那些东西，我们感谢。
And out of gratitude, we do something.In return.
而出于那个感恩之情，我们去回报给我们那个。
Gratitude is very powerful.
而这个感恩之情是非常强有力的。
Because gratitude is appreciation for something that's already been given to us.
感恩之情的意思就是说，我们欣赏、感激给我们那个，给了我们那个内容的。
Krishna in his most munificent form.
Krishna 在他那种全能全知的那种情况
下 That most magnificent form is the form of Lord Chaitanya.
他的其中一个最慷慨的形象就是主 Chaitanya.
He is Krishna himself.
那个 Chaitanya 实际上是 Krishna 本人。
But he's so munificent.
但是他是那么的慷慨大方。
That he is giving to us, even without us doing anything for him.
他甚至在我们什么都没为他做的情况下就给我们一切。
He's giving first.
他先给。
He's not saying, you do this for me, and then I'll give you this.
他并没有说你先为我做这个然后我再给你这个。
Lord Chaitanya is so merciful.
主产丹亚他是那么的仁慈。
That he took away all conditions.
他把所有的条件都去除掉。
He didn't say, first you do this for me, and then I'll give you Krishna's name.
他是无条件的在做，他并没有说你先为我做这个，然后我再把 Krishna 我们再给你。
Lord Chaitanya is so merciful that he simply gave and says, "Take."
主 Chaitanya 是那么的仁慈，他只是给予，他说，哎，拿去了。
It's all he asks, take.
他唯一的要求就是你拿去。
Take this holy name.
啊，把这个圣名拿去。
Take this prasadam.
把这个 prasadam。
Take this association with the devotee.
就是跟奉献者联谊。
He's giving first.
他是先给予。
And not looking for who's qualified and who's not qualified.
他没有先看谁有资格，谁没资格。
He's not looking who gave to me first.
他并没有看说谁先给我什么。
Completely got rid of all of that conditions.
他把所有这些个条件全部都去除。
And therefore he came to give freely.
正因为如此，他是。无条件的来给予我。
What no other incarnation of the Lord ever came to give?
啊，那个其他的这个至尊主的那些个化身来给。
And he says, "Here, take."
其他的都没有这么做，但他却说 ，OK， 你拿去。
How can we not be grateful?
那我们怎么能够不因此而感恩呢
？He's given us the opportunity for perfection.
啊，他给了我们那个变得完美的机会。
Therefore, out of gratitude. We offer back.
因此，我们出于感恩之情，我们回报。
Gratitude means that we don't expect anything in return.
那个感恩意思是我们在做什么的时候，我们也不再期望要回报。
I'm already grateful for what I've received.
我已经非常感激我所得到的东西了。
Please take this back.
所以，请把这个拿回去。
Gratitude is a very, very powerful platform to build. Our devotional service.
所以呢，感恩之情是我们 建筑我们的这个奉爱服务的这个很强有力的一个内容。
So Krishna is so kind, as we explained in the story about the woman whose husband would go to the lover.
Krishna 是那么的仁慈，就刚才我们用那个就是那个有外遇的那个妻子和丈夫的这个例子啊，来给大家讲的。Krishna 就像那个忠贞的妻子。
He's always ready to give the opportunity to come to him.
他始终准备给我们走向他的机会。
And all he asks is simply for our love.
啊，而唯一的他所要的就是我们的爱。
The beginning of love, the first seed of love.
啊，这个爱的开始。也就是这个爱的那个最初的那个种子
This is gratitude
就是感恩之情
And obedience And obedience
而且还有顺从
We do what he asks us to do
我们做他要求我们做的事情
Because we know that whatever he asks us to do is not for his benefit but it's for our benefit
因为我们知道他要求我们做的一切不是为了他的好处而是为了我们的好处
He doesn't need anything
他不需要什么
He's asking us for our benefit
他实际上要求我们做什么都是为了我们自己好
Just like Prahlad Maharaj gives the example
就像普拉德王他举例子
When you decorate your face in the mirror
当你在镜子面前照镜子在化妆的时候
The reflection is already decorated
那个镜子里的影像也就已经被装饰了
You don't have to decorate the reflection first yourself and then the reflection.
啊，你是不是需要去给那个镜子里的影像去化妆，而是你先化了妆，那个影像就已经。
It's already decorated.
啊，那个影像就已经被装饰好。
This means when you give something to Krishna.
意思是什么呢？就是你给 Krishna 什么
？You're already benefited.
你自己就已经受益了。
You don't have to think about yourself.
根本就不需要想你自己。
Doing it for him is for our benefit.
实际上为他做事情是为了我们自己好。
We become happy.
是我们自己变得快乐。
Because we begin to realize the beauty of bhakti.
因为那个时候我们就开始真正的认识到奉爱之美了。
A little taste for devotional service.
我们就会得到那个做奉爱服务的那种真正的美好的滋味。
And just that little taste.
就那么一点点的美好的滋味。
Is so powerful.
是那么的强大有力。
That it can make us forget about all the other temporary tastes of this world.
它可以使我们忘记所有的一切在这个世界里头的一些短暂的滋味。
That is the secret of bhakti.
这个就是奉爱的奥秘。
That is what Srila Prabhupada is speaking about here.
这就是圣帕巴德在这里所讲的内容。
And that is all he's asking.
而这个就是他要所有的一切。
Do something for Krishna.
你帕巴要什么？就是为 Krishna 做一些服务。
The Prabhupada doesn't say do it for me.
帕巴并没有说为我做一些服务。
Prabhupada says do it for Krishna.
帕巴说为 Krishna 做。
But then we become so grateful to Prabhupada.
但是后来我们对帕帕德是充满了那么样的充满了感恩的。
Because he connected us to Krishna.
因为他把我们跟 Krishna 连接在一起。
Then naturally we want to do something for him.
那我们当然自然而然的就想要为他做一些事情了。
It's natural.
这是很自然的。
But he's pleased when we do it for Krishna.
但是当我们为 Krishna 做事情的时候，他非常高兴。
So he takes whatever we give to him.
所以他把我们把。我们给予他的
And he offers it to Krishna.
供奉给 Krishna.
And in this way, we get connected to Krishna.
那这样的话，我们就跟 Krishna 连在一起。
And our devotional service will simply increase.
所以这样的话，我们的奉爱服务就不断的在增加。
By the mercy of Krishna's devotee.
啊，我们通过 Krishna 的奉献者的仁慈。
That which is a mystery.
啊，这个就是那个真正的奥秘。
Can be known to even those who otherwise would never be able to know it.
这样的一种奥秘对于那些个其他的那些个外人是永远都不可能知道。
Okay.
Okay 了。5:10. 5:10. 大家有什么问题？
我有一个问题，我每次做阿弥的时候，我叫我先 先生，要这样做，结果我当面说，哎，你可不可以做大一点的，像油灯这样子倒半的时候，或者是在矿抹的什么的时候，他都没有照你的那个程序啊，就比较没有那么的那个，啊，这样是不是我们爱哭，然后叫他做职业一点，然后冒犯到确实啊，那个就这样子。
Her question is that she teach her husband how to offer acting, but you know, her husband not fully listen to her. So she's thinking this is an offense to the deity.
Because her husband's not doing it the way she's instructing to do it?
Yeah.For example, you know, this lamp should be like this, the husband is just like this. So, you know, Krishna
will feel offended or what? Krishna sees the attitude.
Krishna 看的是我们的态度心态
He's doing, if he's trying to do it to please you. Yes.
Okay, 如果你丈夫是为了让你高兴然后这么做
And if you're asking him to do it to please Krishna
而你要之所以要求他们这么做是为了取悦 Krishna
Then his attitude is most important
那他的这种心态是最重要
的 So Krishna sees the attitude why is he doing it?
Krishna 会看他为什么做这个
Of course, maybe he's doing it if I don't do this, she won't cook for me
也许他的想法是，如果我不按照他说的这样去做的话，他可能不为我做饭。
In which case, you should try to get him to do it right.
但不管怎么样，你就要让他就是叫他正确的去做。Okay, so maybe you should take a look at this. Okay.
Drink
this. It's really healthy.
All right.Are we finished?
Yeah.
Okay.